as to the question of different kinds of property, there were, the way the feudal system worked was that the king would own all of England. He would decide that he couldn't himself farm all of England. So he would give huge chunks of property, in this case to the Earl of Oxford, as a manor. Now, a manor wasn't just the property, it was the right to hold a court and to have other rights and obligations. And so the Earl of Oxford would hold this manor, Earlscombe Manor and Combe Priory Manor, which was held by the priory before it went to the Earl of Oxford. And so the land was either held through a manor. If it was held through a manor, there were two ways of farming it. You could either farm it yourself, which was your domain land, where you yourself directly, as the local landlord, you directly farmed it. And so largish areas of Earlscombe were domain property, which was farmed directly by the Earl of the... Or, if you couldn't do it yourself, you would get people in who would... You would give them a bit of the property, and you would give them the rights to farm it by giving them a parchment, a copy of the legal document, a copy of the court roll. And this is why they were called copy holders. They were given this copy of the court roll, and that was their security of tenure. It was quite secure. It was still the lord of the manors, but it was like a lease, a long lease, and you could transfer it. You could come into the court, transfer it to your son or to someone else. You could buy it, you could sell it. So it was a form of leasehold, and largish areas of Earlscombe were held like that. If it wasn't held directly, if the king hadn't given it to the local earl or whatever, it might still be held direct by the king, and freehold property is what is held directly still from the king. Now, the interesting thing about all this is that these different kinds of property, none of them are absolute. The complexity and richness of the property system of England, if you look at the legal records, something like 2/3 of English legal records are to do with property. The property laws of England are the basis of modern capitalism because they are very flexible, very multi-layered. They are what anthropologists call, they distribute a bundle of rights. And this wood gives you a very good example. This wood was, in a sense, owned by the Earl of Oxford. But if the king came down here, it would be very difficult for the Earl of Oxford to say, no, you can't come and hunt wild boar in my wood, because it is ultimately from the king. So the king still had some rights in this wood, and the Earl of Oxford had some rights. But also, there would be rights of way. The path we're walking along now would be probably an ancient right of way. So if any villager decided they wanted to walk along this path, the Earl of Oxford couldn't keep them out. So there was another kind of right, which was movement through a forest. Then again, the Earl of Oxford had the big trees. He could cut down a big tree and burn it in his castle and so on. But if there was a small tree, a small branch or something fell on the ground of a certain size, then villagers could come and take that. At certain times they could come and take certain nuts that had fallen for their pigs. So there were many, many different rights. They could bring their pigs into the forest and let them eat here for a certain time. They could catch a certain size fish at certain times in the streams here.